It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior because I'm on the grill, B?
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System. It is a fabulous Saturday. We are all over mid-Michigan, smoking up your backyard. We're the Grilling Guys. We are happy to be here. I hope it's as beautiful where you are as I am. We are on a live remote. We've got a big car show going on. We're going to break that down for you a little bit later in the show. But got a busy day. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, Jop. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for joining us on the Michigan Talk Network. It is going to be a great Saturday for smoking, grilling, maybe kicking back, having a brew. And we are at the Mopar Muscle Classic at K&M Dodge in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And, Jop, as soon as I pulled in this morning, these guys were out here. All these motorheads were out here. We've got Mopar Muscle Classics. We've got the whole new line of Dodge muscle cars. I mean, there are some phenomenal vehicles out here. My juices are flowing.
Yeah, it'll get your smoke on. I tell you what, guys are turning tires here in the lot. It's a lot of fun. We got a busy day on the Grilling Guys show, too. We kind of blanked on this last week, so we thought we'd resurrect this and help you learn how to choose a grill. We're going to break down why quality is important. We're going to go through electric, charcoal, smokers, gas. We're going to do it all. We've got our friend Shasta from the Old World Olive Press. She's going to join us today. We're going to talk a little bit about cooking with those olive oils and balsamics. If you've not done this before, you're going to want to listen to this because these are create great flavor profiles.
That's right. And Shasta's joining us right now, looking lovely as ever. And her husband, Corey, Old World Olive Press, four stores around Michigan. You are in Fenton, Birmingham, Rockford, Michigan, and Grand Rapids, Michigan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's always nice to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, we like that little feminine touch once in a while. And, you know, our listeners tell us that they really like hearing your voice.
Oh, well, that's
guys,
great.
Guys, she is as good as she looks as good as she sounds. So,
yeah,
paint that picture. But the best thing about these folks, And don't get too excited, guys, because Corey can bench about like 400, so he's a neck breaker. But they have so much knowledge in EVOs and balsamics. But, you know, your extra virgin olive oils are wonderful, but I'm seeing we even have Italian grapeseed now.
We do. Actually, it's a product that we've had for a while, and we carry it from time to time. It's kind of a secret. The people that typically come in for it are people that understand grapeseed oil and understand that you can get a higher flash or smoke point with it. So it's a neat product to have in your cabinet.
Wonderful. We're going to be talking all throughout the show with Shasta. She's going to sit in with us, and we're going to help you get a little better education on what you can do with oils and balsamics, because balsamics in particular can add a profile to your smoking or grilling or even your salads, all your side dishes that are, you know, they're just a great aid. And I've learned a ton from this lady.
Yeah. Let's break down that romaine lettuce. I've done that a couple other times on the show, but it's particularly good with the olive oil and the balsamics. And I'm going to break that down for you right now. This one's on our website. I know it is, but it's just romaine lettuce. That's the long, skinny kind, right? It's kind of square. And, yeah, we're at a car show.
Liking it.
It's kind of square. And what it is I drizzle on some, she has tangerine. Is the olive oil tangerine or is the balsamic tangerine?
The balsamic is tangerine.
And it's the blood orange olive oil. I had
Correct.
To get them straight. So there's a blood orange olive oil that she sells that you drizzle that on, and you actually grill the romaine lettuce about a minute on high grill on each side. And then when you get to the fourth side, because it's kind of square, what I'm going to do is put some crumbled blue cheese on there and some chopped up walnuts and close the lid on the grill and let that cheese melt a little bit. And when I pull it off, I'm going to drizzle that blood orange balsamic over the top when I've grilled with the tangerine olive oil. Fabulous,
You're
fabulous
making me
salad.
Hungry.
I tell you what, I've served that to dozens of people that come to my house. They're like, that's the best salad I've ever
yeah.
had. Very simple, very easy, but the key is the blood orange and the tangerine together with the walnuts and the blue cheese. Fabulous.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, and you only need a little bit.
Right.
You're really not using a lot of product. So when you buy a bottle, you hold on to it for a while.
Yeah, and these bottles are like, what, 15 ounces or something?
Yeah, just about 375 milliliters.
They last a long time.
Right. Yep.
But I am out.
Well, it's because we cook a lot with them.
Right.
Yeah, we cook a lot with them.
You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are live at the Mopar Muscle Classic in Grand Rapids, Michigan, up on the Plainfield Motor Mile. And this street is teeming with hot rods and new hot rods, classic hot rods. We've got 60s, 70s. I saw some 50s. We've got a Gullwing Charger sitting in front of us, and I'm just drooling over it. Never saw anything like that.
Yeah, it's got a 525 Hemi in it, so if you're a motorhead, you ought to get down here and see this stuff.
Well, my Dodge Ram has that same motor.
Yeah, and you know, these kind of car festivals go on all over the state. It's a great opportunity to get out and see some of the cool product that Michigan puts out. And all of these manufacturers up and down this motor mile here are having similar events today, and I'm sure they are in your community where you're listening as well. You know, I know that they have them over in Flint, our friends on Super Talk 1570 and the Sports Extra 1330. There's car shows over there going on all the time.
Flint has made some cars.
Yes, they have, and a lot of cars.
There's some real motorheads over there who always know how to turn out some Buicks.
Yeah. Bob, let's change the subject a little bit, and let's talk a little bit about how to pick a grill and why quality is important. I know that for our listeners that don't know, Bob is in the grilling industry, if you will, and so I would consider him an expert on this topic. So let's break that down.
Well, you're actually now in the grilling industry, too, so...
Yeah, but not every day like you are. It's all good.
Well, this is, I read articles. I get all these emails and stuff, and there's some wonderful articles out there, a lot of experts around the nation. And I read something recently by a fellow that I thought was, he put it perfectly. He said, when you're ready to buy a good grill, go out and, you know, spend as much as you can possibly spend and then a little bit more. And honestly, it's the truth. I was just talking with a fellow the other day. He said he buys a new grill every 2 or 3 years, and he spends $350. And I said, okay, do the math on this. How much does it take for you to get it? You can get a great grill made in America, made out of stainless. If you're going to get a grill in particular, get stainless. Get 300-grade American stainless because it'll last forever. Mm-hmm. The Tech Infrared, Tech's the sponsor of the show. Tech grills have a lifetime warranty. That's one right there in particular that I'm pretty fond of because I'm the tech rep. But the thing lasts forever. You'll never buy a part. You'll spend $2,000 instead of $500 every 6 or 7 years. It just doesn't make any sense.
And you'll be the talk of the neighborhood, too.
Yeah, well, that's a really cool, that's a great point.
It's not only the quality of the grill, but the quality of the food that comes off the grill. And I was the guy that would buy the $500, $600, $700 grill every few years, you know, replace parts and grates all along until Bob introduced me to these, I would say, top quality grills that are guaranteed for life. You just, you know, if something goes wrong, and it doesn't, but if it did, they're going to take care of it. But the food product that comes off it is better as well.
So what you look for is a good 300 grade stainless. You want to make sure your burner has some sort of shield, or they call them flavor bars on the cheaper ones. But you want to make sure that your burner's protected. There are grills out there like the Phoenix made by MHP, which has a total stainless pan above the burner, and it cooks with a little bit of a radiant fashion. You're going to want to check the gauge of the steel on the hood and the base. Broil King makes a wonderful, you can go to Art Van and get a Broil King. It's got a wonderful cast base, cast aluminum. That will never rot on you. It just can't go.
Right. You know, there's a lot of good manufacturers out there. The grilling guys are all about doing it American so that we can support those that are around us and putting out just fabulous products. We have several manufacturers on the show.
One last tip on that. Also, go for the stainless grates or cast.
Coming up next, we've got Craig Owazarczak from Meats and More. He's going to talk to us about some tips for picking meat, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about olive oils and balsamics with Shasta. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.